007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The Movie News.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are
Good
you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Where are we starting this afternoon?
We're going to Cannes.
I'd be delighted
to. Nice, wouldn't it? Yes, the Cannes Film Festival. Because a movie that we had as a trailer watch and had an American release, then it got pulled from that American release by the Weinstein Company. Everybody was thinking, uh-oh. Mm. Now they've just announced it that it's going to open the Cannes Film Festival. Grace of Monaco is the movie, starring Nicole Kidman as the legendary Grace Kelly. Tim Roth as Prince Rainer as well, and so there's a good cast in it. May 14th, it's going to open the film festival as an official selection, though appearing out of competition. There's been a bit of slight controversy between the director Olivia Dehan and the Weinsteins. Apparently, the Weinstein Company were making an edit of it. He's got his edit. There's a little bit of to and fro going on. So anyway, he directed Le Vie en Rose,
which was a super
movie. So we'll see. It has good prospects, and of course opening the Cannes Film Festival is going to get all the attention.
Good marketing there, that's for sure. Looking forward to seeing that, I have to say. Now meanwhile, what's Hugh Jackman up to?
Well, he's a busy man. He has signed on to play Blackbeard in Warner Brothers' forthcoming Peter Pan origin story. It's going to hit cinema screens summer 2015. It's got an unusual director, actually, Joe Wright.
Yeah, interesting choice for him. He did Atonement and...
That's right. Of course, I would always say wait and see. Sometimes, you know, these directors are attached and then they realise how big these things are and can leave them. But, you know, I think it is a curious choice to have him on board. Garrett Hedlund as well has been offered a role in the movie. And again, the thing is, they have to block these in, the big blockbusters. You're looking at July 15th, 2015. The date is set.
That's when it's going to be released in your diary.
And as you say, Jackman is a busy man. He's currently starring in Chappie, a sci-fi thriller, and he's going to reprise his character of Wolverine in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Hardworking actor, that's for sure. Now, meanwhile, director Robert Zemeckis, what's his latest project?
Well, he's going to do a project called To Reach the Clouds. Joseph Gordon-Levitt has got the lead role in it, and it follows, do you remember the movie Man on Wire?
Yes.
The documentary. Philippe Petit, the French high wire specialist, the walker, and he did the walk between the Twin Towers.
That's right.
In 1974, and he did many others as well, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and of course he was arrested after doing that because he didn't have any permits or anything for that. That's his next project. And that film was quite successful, the documentary, but I would imagine there is quite a lot of drama there that could unfold very well in a fiction piece. It's not known if it's going to be Zemeckis' next film, but it's certainly on his list, and he's got his cast falling into
place.
That is interesting, though,
when the documentary is being made, just to relook at the story again for film. So we'll see what they do with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Another biopic.
Keir Pearson has been hired to pen the script for I Thirst. This is the first exclusively authorised biopic of Mother Teresa.
Ah, okay.
And of course, I'm not too sure, you know, when it's going to centre on what part of her life. But they're looking at a late release for 2015. But the script has just begun. The writer has actually taken trips to India at the moment, and you know, I imagine
no casting news on that one.
No, not as yet. But watch this space. We'll have something on it, I'm sure, soon enough.
We'll keep an eye on that one too. Now, wouldn't be movie news without a sequel. What's our sequel this week?
Well, the sequel is an animated one, The Nut Job. It did big business at the box office. In fact, if you look back at the box office figures for 2013, you are going to see an awful lot of animation movies, you know, doing very, very well. This one did well. It got 25 million in its opening weekend. And they've decided, well, let's do The Nut Job too. So they've got a good cast. Will Arnett, Brendan Fraser, Liam Neeson. They're all going to come back, they expect, for the sequel. So Nut Job 2.
There you go. Now another casting news. Ben Kingsley.
In, surprise, surprise, a sequel. A movie that's done very well at box offices. It's Night at the Museum.
Oh,
they're making
well,
a third one. As you know, Ben Stiller stars in this one. Sean Levy is the director. He's back as well. But Ben Kingsley is going to join join the cast. And I suppose it's one of those casts where they can throw in different characters, because it's about all the characters in the museum. Steve Coogan, Owen Wilson, Robin Williams, Ricky Gervais. They're all set to star in this third installment.
That'll do well, no doubt. Now, we were talking last week on Movie News about the Sundance Film Festival, and a lot of Irish movie news connected with it this year.
There was, you know, and there's always a lot of buzz coming out of Sundance. It's a big buyer's market. That's what happens. And the good news that came out during the week was that Fox Searchlight have announced that they've acquired the US rights to Calvary with Brendan Gleeson. So that's great news for
Fantastic.
Them. There is some word circling about Frank as well, that there's a potential deal in the making there. So hopefully that will happen. But yeah, it's great because that will elevate the movie across the States and it'll give us great traction. So,
and that brings us to the Dublin Film Festival. And of course, Calvary, it will be opening that very festival.
That's right, yeah. And it's a great program. I mean, there's some wonderful films in there. They're closing with The Stag as well, so that's a big comedy. But here's Gráinne Humphreys,
director of the festival.
Yeah, the director of the festival, just outlining some of that Irish talent.
I think we've always tried to support Irish films, but I think there's always been a sort of like sense of trying to find ways to put them into the big slots, into the Savoy slots, into the galas. And we're opening and closing with two, I think, of the strongest Irish films in years. I think Calvary is actually going to be one of those films we'll be talking about for a very long time. Not least because Brendan Gleeson's probably come of age in a way. You know, we've seen him progress through the ranks of being a fantastic supporting actor, somebody who's always been, I suppose, the quiet man nearly in the films. But this is an incredible performance. I mean, I actually think this is up there with the performances that we expect from people like Daniel Day-Lewis. We're going to put our Cine Talent Award this year is actually going to be open to the public. So it'll be really curious. They can vote for the talent that they see as the most, I suppose, impressive amongst the Irish films in the festival. And I think that'll be interesting to see. We've always championed our audiences and said they're the people that we show the films for. But let's get them voting and actually get them involved in deciding who they think are the people, you know, who we'll be talking about in 20 years' time.
Gráinne Humphreys there, director of the Jemison Dublin International Film Festival. It is great, Garrett, isn't it, to have such great Irish films opening and closing the festival?
70 new Irish feature films in the festival. That's great.
It's great.
Isn't it? It's really good. So the festival runs from the 13th to the 23rd of February and the box office is open. So.
We'll be keeping an eye on that over the coming weeks. OK, what trailer should we check out online?
Well, speaking of Sundance, this one played at Sundance, went down very, very well. People will remember the first film, The Raid. Well, this is The Raid 2. You should check out the trailer. Gareth Evans returns to the director's chair, and it's only a short time after the first raid, Rama goes undercover with thugs of Jakarta and plans to bring down the syndicate and uncover the corruption within his police force. Looks good, and it did well at Sundance.
Okay, we've some good movies in our cinemas this weekend. August Osage County, the most dysfunctional family we've ever seen on screen, I think.
But it's a good film.
It is, I liked it a lot,
And really strong performances. I mean, Meryl Streep is just amazing in it. I mean, we just keep
an extraordinary cast, isn't it? Yeah.
Julia Roberts, I thought, was
super
in the movie.
Yeah.
She is really, really good. Juliette Lewis, Dermot Mulroney. It's like, you know, it is very much the stage play on screen, but it's the performances that bring you through in it. So it's a good movie. I think people will enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll check out that soundtrack a little later on, but well worth checking out. What else have we?
Well, De Niro and Stallone face
one extreme to the other.
Good match. Yeah, a pair of aging boxing rivals are coaxed out of retirement to fight one final bout 30 years after their last match.
We know where we're going to get there, don't we?
Yeah. Yes, we do. There's a Polish movie as well. In the Name of Adam is a Catholic priest who discovered his calling as a servant of God at the relatively late age of 21. He now lives in a rural village in Poland where he works with teenagers with behavioural problems who fight against abuse. And then Inside Llewyn Davis is the Coen brothers' latest movie. This is a week in the life of a young singer as he navigates the Greenwich Village folk scene. 1961, Oscar Isaac, Kerry Mulligan, John Goodman, a regular in a Coen Brothers movie, star in that one.
Solo act?
Yeah, now.
Now? Used to what? Work with a cat? Every time he'd play a C major, he'd puke a hairball?
I used to have a partner.
What happened?
Threw himself off the George Washington Bridge.
I don't blame him. I couldn't take it either, having to play Jimmy Crack Corn every night. Oh, pardon me for saying so. That's pretty stupid, isn't it? George Washington Bridge. You throw yourself off the Brooklyn Bridge, traditionally. George Washington Bridge. Who does that? What is he, a dumbbell?
Not really.
Yeah, that's the new one from the Coen brothers, Inside Llewyn Davis. It's getting rave reviews. I have to say, it left me kind of underwhelmed.
I felt that way about many a Coen brothers movie, movies over the last few years.
I don't know if I'm just missing something there, but
No,
and there are some very funny moments in it, and I liked the central performance, and of course, a very fine soundtrack. You put T-Bone Burnett on a soundtrack, and you know it's going to be a good one, check that out shortly, too. A couple more to mention in our cinemas.
Yeah, Teenage, it's about voices lifted from early 20th century diary entries, kind of explores, teenagers and their relationships with adults. And then a big movie, this is Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. It's a follow-on from the Patriot Games and the character created by Tom Clancy. Chris Pine stars in it, Kevin Costner, Keira Knightley, Kenneth Branagh stars and directs as well. And it's a big budget movie, and Chris Pine has turned out to be quite the star.
He sure is. That's a nice mixture of movies on the big screen this weekend. Finally, your TV movie recommendation?
Well, it's a good movie. It's a remake, of course, of the Swedish thriller. Daniel Craig stars in it, Rooney Mara as well, and Christopher Plummer playing the role he's always brilliant at playing at. A disgraced journalist is approached by an industrialist to investigate the 40-year unsolved murder of his grandniece. It is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. David Fincher directs. You'll get it on RT1. It's on Wednesday night at 9:35.
The midweek movie on RT. That sounds great. Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.